Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now, it's the Talk Countdown Show, a special edition. Michael Harrison is here, and he's the publisher, he's the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers at Talkers.com. Michael and I are here to go through the list of the stories and the people in this week's countdown. And when I say a special edition, because the Talkers Conference, the annual Talkers Conference being held in New York on Long Island at Hofstra University, as we are on the air, the event is going on. So Michael and I decided that we'd prep and do this a little earlier so that we can both participate. He has been very good at encouraging me to be there for the whole thing, because in the third, I've been to every one of the, I think you and I are the only ones that have been to every one of your Talkers conventions, and I have never, ever, ever been there for the beginning because I was always on the air. So Michael said, let's take care of that. So we'll take care of that.
And every year at the beginning is called Let's Talk About Doug Steffen Behind His Back. So that session had to be canceled this year. Unless you want us to talk about you in front of your back.
Listen, it's up to you. Help yourself. In good conscience, I can say I'm an open book. There it goes.
I think that comes with the territory of being a radio talk show host. No matter how you hide it, you become an open book. But here are the 10 biggest stories of this past week. And if something huge happens at the end of the week, it will not be reflected in this because it's an earlier version of it due to the fact that we're recording it early. At number 10, we have the NBA and NHL playoffs. At number 9, violent crime and shootings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 5, AI concerns. At number 4, LGBTQ activism. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the heating up 2024 presidential race. And number 1, the debt ceiling. The people on the survey at number 10, Xi Jinping. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, Sam Altman. Number 6, Clayton Kershaw. At number 5, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith tied. Donald Trump's at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And that's sort of a late midweek look at the issues of this past week.
Probably not much would change when you look around at what's going on.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I know, right, exactly. Well, so, I mean, I'll eat those words next
I was going
to
say that. We walk very softly when we talk about things not changing.
Right. Well, walk softly and carry a big mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as we can. The weather may, it's getting warm fast. Maybe that becomes part of the...
No, it's true. You cannot, you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, of course not.
And just when you think that's the case, I remember I was being interviewed by the New York Times, and this is a number of years ago, and the reporter said to me, so what do you think the big stories of this coming week are going to be? And as that was happening, we had in the office back in those days, you know, the monitors on the wall, and I saw CNN was on the wall, and I caught out of the corner of my eye, major bombing in Oklahoma City, the federal building. And I said, I think what we're going to be talking about next week is happening at this moment.
All right, I'm going to throw something at you that may be one of those possibilities, if I may not take time away from us talking about these top 10. But number 1, the debt ceiling and the vote and what that will do. The markets already have responded pretty well to it. But the mortgage rates announced this week have gone up again, and this has done nothing. I have, in one of my business ventures, tried to get construction money for a development. and bank after bank after bank, and credit union after credit union after credit union have said, nope, we're not loaning that much money. We don't have that much money to give to an individual. So unless you go to Chase or one of the big four banks, and they'll take a pound and a half of your flesh, you better plan on either figuring out how to finance it yourself or wait until the rates go down. So what does that do overall? If that's the case, how do people in business that require a revolving credit limit, let's say, or people who are trying to start something new, or people who are just trying to keep up, because as you know, in the radio business as an example, the bottom has fallen out of advertising revenue. So how do these small operators keep going when their revenue is as challenged as it is? And you can apply that to businesses all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And many people who are cynical about this, and I'm not sure that the cynicism isn't warranted here, have referred to this as a government-created recession. And it comes out of COVID, to be sure, but it also comes out of arguments like paying off student debt. And that's one of the things, if you look at the debt ceiling and what contributes to our debt, this idea, which apparently a lot of Republicans and even Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, says, I'm voting with the Republicans. I don't want to see, first of all, it's unfair to single out a single group and pay them off or relieve their debt and not help others. But it's interesting how, as is the beauty of talk radio, Michael, when you take one item, you look at all the different directions that you can go in for conversation about it. The branches, if you will.
Well, everything is connected. There's no question. And that's the big picture versus the small picture.
Yep.
When you look at the big picture, you see that something going on here is going to impact something going on there. As far as your question, what are small business people to do, I interpret that as being a rhetorical question and that you're not asking me to figure out how people are able to.
You're welcome
to navigate. Well, if it's me, is you stay quiet, you stand still, and you watch and wait to see what's going on, and you don't try to force the issue in terms of any kind of a major business move.
Isn't it interesting, though, when you look at the reports? I just was looking at something this morning about the automobile business and how the predictions are through the roof. Automobile sales are great. People continue to buy cars. And it's really an interesting, whereas you can't buy a house. People are not buying houses. They're slowed down. I know a number of people in the real estate business, generally speaking, because the mortgage rates are where they are, if you have to borrow the money, then you're in trouble. If you have cash, you're going to make a better deal for yourself because they can't find as many people around to buy the stuff as was the case a year ago.
And one of the problems in the housing market is also that there's a dearth of inventory. A lot of people are not sure they want to sell their house.
Yeah, right. Yep.
I have to throw that out.
Shortage.
That's a wrinkle in the thing. In terms of cars, I mean, the automobile business has always operated in a way to get you into a car as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no money, don't worry. we'll get you in.
Right. And, well, loan money to anybody's credit. You again, you know, you pay 20% interest on the loan, but you can still buy a car. So anyway,
and of course, the cost of cars today is not that different than buying a house.
Buying a house, I know it. I think I saw the other day the average cost of a new car is $39,000.
It's amazing.
Average.
Amazing.
Cost of a car. I remember the first car I bought, I paid $1,900 for. You remember the first car you bought?
Yeah, I had several clunkers, but I do remember, dating myself, that one could buy a brand new Volkswagen Bug, brand new, for $1,700.
Yeah.
it was an early VW Bug.
Yeah.
I mean, quite different than what they make today, but yeah. It was a new car. You know?
Yep, there you go. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first week, if you will, May 29th to June 2nd, with a thought now on how your body needs to unlock your immune system. There's Balance 7 to help you do that. Balance 7 is here to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you need if you're feeling down and you don't feel, you don't have it, right? You don't have, your body is telling you, I need more energy. You got heartburn, maybe. You want to feel healthier? Then all you have to do is go to either balance7.com to buy, or you call 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug and get $15 off your purchase. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is another product from this company. You get free shipping, and you get a money-back guarantee. So balance your system. Thus the name Balance 7. That scale runs from 1 to 14, and hello, you figured it out, right? 7 in the middle, that means you're balanced. Alkalinity and acidity, if it isn't balanced in your gut, you're not going to be doing the kind of living that you ought to be doing. Right now, try Balance 7, get $15 off the order, and free shipping. Use the Doug code. Code word Doug, call 800-793-9039 or go online to balance7.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are so many things that I want to address here. The presidential race, 2024, number two on the story list this week. One of the most interesting things that I came across, Michael, was the candidacy of Tim Scott, who is a senator from South Carolina. He's being supported by Larry Ellison of Oracle. Larry Ellison contributed last year to the midterm elections, $30 million. And he has pledged to raise as much money as it will take to get Tim Scott elected. What does that do for you when I give you that bit of information?
Well, it makes me think it may or may not pay off for him.
But Ellison, yeah.
just because you throw a lot of money at a candidate doesn't always guarantee that the money will have any kind of sway in the issue.
But money
in politics and billionaires in politics, that's a subject we should save for after the break because it's a deep topic.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Well, it speaks to what we were saying a few minutes ago about how one item, you know, we could start talking about Nikki Haley, to talk about Trump and how much money he's got or putting into it. And how much money can a candidate put into a campaign on his or her own? That's a good question. Let's address those as we continue here in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now with Michael and Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first part of June. All right, we were talking about money and how it influences elections with a focus on the 2024 presidential race, which is number two this week on the countdown. Nikki Haley, when you go through a bunch of these other Republicans, there are those who love Trump that say, they don't stand a chance, no matter how much money. Kind of what you have said, you can spend all that money. Does Trump need to spend any money, or is he his own best megaphone? Probably
he sure
is.
Does get a lot of free press, that's for sure.
Sure does.
He maintains that control over the media that is just astonishing. And well, that pays off for him.
But under the circumstances, number three this week on the story list is the problems that Trump is having legally. Teflon? Water rolls off.
It seems to be harmless to him in terms of his following, his core that could deliver him the Republican nomination. But when it comes to the general election, you know, the playoffs, the real game. He probably is deteriorating as a result of it.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that the most important election is not the general election, it's the primaries, because you separate, if enough people are voting, only 20, 25, some places 30% of those who are eligible to vote actually vote on primary day.
Yeah, and
thus you get
too.
The
that's,
crazy.
Right. That's why it seems to be more extreme.
Yeah.
But the Democrats are wishing and hoping and planning and rooting for Trump to get the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every Democrat is, but the general, you know, mentality of the insiders in the Democratic Party, they want Trump to run. They think that Biden could beat Trump easier than necessarily DeSantis or the others. Although I frankly don't see great candidates replacing Trump. And the more candidates that throw their hat in the ring, as the saying goes, the better chance Trump has of winning.
Yeah.
Because they water each other down. There is no, I mean, DeSantis, I don't know, that's kind of a riddle at this point.
Yeah.
But Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Scott, I don't know. I don't see any of them possibly being able to turn it around in terms of the core Republican support of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But when the Republican nomination and the convention is behind us, that's going to be interesting. Of course, you know, Biden isn't the greatest candidate that one could imagine.
Horror show. Yeah.
But we've seen it before. And I don't know. This is a mystery. This is a reality show that the answer is not yet completely apparent.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's the whole business. I was earlier talking about Trump and this recording that's been reported by one of his aides, I guess. He talks about the classified documents that he has in his down at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, this is a red herring as far as I'm concerned. I don't see how any of this makes any difference to the future of the country. Yeah, you want to show, you want to throw stuff at Trump or Biden or whomever. It's okay, you can do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, what the heck difference does it make? Whether they've got documents or they don't have documents, who cares?
In my opinion, the only difference it all makes is that as long as we weaponize everything that happens for political purposes, the country will remain divided, and the kind of divisiveness that's being generated by both political parties today is very, very bad for the future of America.
Well, couple that with their lack of interest in what is number five this week, artificial intelligence, I think that's the most dangerous thing that in our lifetime we've ever had to deal with, frankly.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, let's talk about that. We'll get back to our overview of the hot stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen coming down to the bottom of the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
To manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reports say there was never any danger to the Capitol. Fighter jets on Sunday scrambled when a Cessna violated airspace in Washington. The small plane with four people on board headed to New York but crashed in a wooded area of southwest Virginia. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says a world war could happen if Ukraine pulls out of its battle against Russia. Haley told CNN on Sunday as part of a Republican town hall in Iowa that a win for Ukraine is a win for everybody because, quote, tyrants tell us exactly what they're going to do. Congressman Jamie Raskin says a recording of former President Trump admitting he couldn't declassify a particular document shows a, quote, consciousness of guilt. Speaking on CNN State of the Union, the Maryland Democrat says it shows Trump was aware that he could not declassify documents on his own initiative. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour now, it's the Talk Countdown Show. 34 after the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan, I was just chuckling to myself, doing Ron Radio. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour. Remember when you used to talk like that when we were all playing music? Yes, it's time for the bottom of the hour.
Or the top of the hour.
Top of the hour, yeah, right, exactly. Silly stuff.
Yep. I don't know, do people know what that means?
Bottom of the hour is half past the hour?
No, but I mean, when you say that on the radio, does the average listener know what the bottom of the hour means or the top of the hour means?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's what I just said. 30 past, half past the hour, we all have different ways of telling time. Right. But in this digital age, I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
My son, just for fun, he's married to a younger lady, and he's in his 40s and she's 29.
She's and, 12.
Yeah, no, thank you. Anyway, so they decided they didn't want their devices next to their beds in the bedroom. So Sophie said she needed to have an alarm clock to be able to, you know, be up and at them. So Brendan brought home a regular alarm clock, battery powered, had hands on it and the time that way. And setting it, and she said to Brennan, "What is this, and how do I use
right.
it?
Where did he get it?
In the drugstore. You can still buy those things in the drugstore. Well, I have one. That's what I use, a battery-powered alarm clock. When I need an alarm clock, I use a battery. Do you? What do you use for an alarm clock?
I use a sundial. I find that is very effective.
Really? Good for you. All right. We could get lost in that conversation.
Okay, so artificial intelligence.
Number five this week.
Very dangerous. Really, really dangerous. So dangerous that it actually presents an existential problem for humanity.
Yep.
It could be our undoing.
The end of humanity.
It could be the end of freedom. It could be, well, first of all, we're kiss privacy goodbye.
Yep.
With or without AI. I mean, all freedom is based upon privacy. You know, we talk about free speech. Free speech is definitely one of the pillars of freedom. I've been saying that since you know me, for as long as you know me.
Right.
But this artificial intelligence coupled with the digital era and surveillance, everything being centralized, all the information on your entire life. What's going to happen from AI? I mean, I can go on for hours about it. I've been studying this very carefully because I realize inherently, I instinctively know this is the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the turning point. You could have a situation 10, 15, 20 years from now where every moment of your life is recorded somewhere on record. Every thought, every book, every conversation, every time you take a you-know-what.
Yep.
Think about the implications of that, that there's a big data bank in the sky, in the cloud.
But the control of systems. You know, people say, well, imagine if artificial intelligence gets a hold of the nuclear stockpile and whatever artificial intelligence feels threatened by an action of a human, they could fire off a missile. And then, you're on an airplane and the plane's going from Boston to Los Angeles and some artificial intelligence being or whatever bot decides it wants to send that plane to San Francisco and the pilots can't control it because the artificial intelligence has taken over control of the plane. Mm-hmm. There's any number of things. Mm-hmm. And if you don't wake up to this, it is absolutely, I wonder about it for my children, grandchildren, I guess for us as well. I expect to be around in 15 or 20 years, and you as well. So what are we going to be? How's life going to be? Do you realize how important? And then how behind the eight ball those people in Washington who are supposed to deal with things like this and have some leadership wrapped around it? You know, they're all crowing this week about who voted 71 Republicans, 46 Democrats voted against it. Okay, that's the most important thing to them this week? Not to me. Artificial intelligence is the most important.
The people in Washington don't even know how TikTok and Twitter and Facebook operate. And those are becoming old news, the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a turning point. This is a turning point in the evolution of humanity.
Yep.
And we will question what humanity is. And I don't see any way to turn this around. I see that we are heading toward a...
Where'd this come from? Who developed it? And for what reason? Where did this come from?
Well, this has emerged from our technological class. This is we have a class of
devices.
We have people. We have geniuses. We have programmers. We have engineers. We have people. You know, we call it big tech. We call it Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole generation and class of people that are very, very facile with this technology, very, very smart about it.
What are they going to get about it? They're not going to be able to control it either. Who the hell do they think they are?
The irony is, you said, you know, we're going to have to protect ourselves from artificial intelligence. One of the reasons we are going to hand over all the power to artificial intelligence is because we're going to turn to it to protect ourselves from us. It's going to come across as a benign way of mitigating all of this divisiveness and unscrupulous behavior on the part
of
politicians.
Turn it over to the robots.
Turn it over to the robots that will seem to have a very fair and balanced understanding of all the issues. And it is not impossible that our government will be purposefully operated by artificial intelligence overlords.
Sounds like a fox robot, right? Fair and balanced.
Well, they may have used that as an expression, but they don't own the concept.
No. All right. Well, food for thought for sure, boys and girls. This is you're right, a watershed time. And we go back to, I'm looking at number three and the things that affect Trump and some of the people around him. I thought it was interesting this week, Kellyanne Conway's daughter, whose name is Claudia, has become a Playboy bunny. As she said, the reason she did it was to reclaim her womanhood. She's making a statement about her mother's relationship with Donald Trump and how he is basically a pig. And I don't know what that means, really. Going working in Playboy as a bunny, you're going to be around a lot of pigs, it seems to me. And so what is her womanhood? And it sounds like she's pretty naive, actually, but I thought it was...
I have to be honest, I haven't followed that story. You're blind. You know, over the convention week, I missed a few things.
My first thought,
with all due respect to the memory of Hugh Hefner and his, and I don't know if his daughter still... Remember we've had a daughter? His daughter is a keynote speaker at a Talkers conference.
Yeah, I remember that,
That's a long time ago, decades ago. My first reaction, with all due respect to them, is... Is there still a Playboy? Does that still exist?
Yeah, right.
Are there still Playboy bunnies? Are any girly magazines? Softcore girly magazines? I don't know. It just seems like in the age of pornography being the biggest industry, even bigger than the National Football League, it makes me wonder. Remember the joke, I don't look at the pictures, I read the articles?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Of course, that was the case with you and me, so I remember.
Oh, of course. The articles.
All right, we're pausing for a moment here to think about Omaha Steaks. As Father's Day approaches, this is a big time for dads to feel the love. And maybe a thing you can do, I mean, it's not all about the only thing to give your father for love, but if you love and are interested in making your dad happy, perhaps one of the things you might think about is to give him Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Head over there. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's the numbers 30, and then D-O-U-G. You'll get $30 off all qualifying orders. The minimum order is required, but there's so much good there. You can choose from all kinds of things. Bacon-wrapped filet, gourmet grillables, the boneless chicken breasts, the burgers, the franks. If your dad likes this sort of thing, and you're getting hungry listening to me talk about it, perhaps you ought to visit Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Again, use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG when you place your order. omahasteaks.com. Yum, yum, yum. Great for Father's Day. Don't let time slip by. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code 30DUG.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number four this week, a lot of activism when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion, that sort of focus. Texas is going to become the largest state in the country, Michael, to eliminate the funding of diversity. So they will no longer have any programs for what they call DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. The report is that lawmakers came to an agreement to advance the bill that basically bans any of these offices, any of these programs, any of the training, and more or less the same thing is going on in Florida. Then, you know, there are other states that are doing things that are equally focused. The governor of Montana, who has a non-binary child, by the way, signed a law this week defining sex as only a male or a female, will have no people in between. That's basically what they're saying. So, again, we think about this in light of the artificial intelligence conversation. Why are we even having these conversations? What's more important? Do you think people will... I'm frustrated, as you can tell by listening to me. Artificial intelligence is so important. This stuff isn't. Is it? I suppose maybe some people.
Well, everything is important. I mean, just because one thing is more important than another, that's a matter of perspective.
Yep.
And, you know, whose shoes you're in. But that doesn't mean that we should only talk about one thing to the exclusion of all other things, especially in this medium. And, you know, I've often said the funny thing about the human race is we're in each other's faces. We want to be individuals, but we're so darn collective that we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And we do care how other people conduct their humanity. It's like, hey, this is our club. You can't do that. We're obsessed with sticking our nose in other people's business. We're all a bunch of Karens.
Karens, isn't that interesting?
We
Does
are.
Everybody know
hey, don't
Karen?
You
yeah.
know the? Don't you know the rules?
Right, I'm reporting you.
You can't put the garbage can on the ribbon. You've got to have your garbage can 3 feet from the curb.
So
I'm going to report you.
I'm going to give you a quick example of that. And most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so the other night I was out about 8 o'clock chopping feed for some of the cows. And this woman drives into the field and starts shaking her hand at me and says, "You can't do that after 7 o'clock.
There you go. That's a Karen."
And I said, "Who said I couldn't do it?" "Well, the law says that construction and noise has to go away at 7." I said, "Not farms. Farms don't apply." She looked at me, scowled at me, and sped off. So, yeah.
You said she spat at you.
No, she didn't do that. She wasn't happy with me, though. But
no,
imagine.
This is what I'm saying. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We human beings stick our noses in each other's face.
Part of
you shouldn't do
condition.
That. We do this. That's not right. This is not, you know, whether it's religion, whether it's ideology, government, how you dress, how you have your sex. It's not just enough to live your own life. We care about everybody else's business.
That's it. More from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen as we continue on this week's Countdown.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on the Good Day program, Friday, as we look forward to the weekend and new movies that are coming out. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. What is it that you think, what movie is going to attract the most attention this weekend, Chucker? One that's already out or something that's coming out?
Oh, you got this animated movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is a sequel to the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie that came out 5 years ago. That film did extremely well. It's really interesting how things are playing along. You get these big popcorn movies, which has really become the only thing that movies in theaters have become. It's that one big film after the other. The more adult-oriented, character-driven movie is somewhat gone by the wayside, so is the comedy and the buddy cop movie, so on and so forth. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has done very well. It's done $300 million domestically. You got a lot of films that have done well over the last year. In the next few weeks, you got another Transformers movie, which is a big budget film. Middle of the month, which will be June 15th or 16th, that weekend, you got Warner Brothers' highly anticipated movie, The Flash, which is tested through the roof at CinemaCon in April. Very few movies come riding on the heels of such good buzz. That's one of the films that has it. And then you got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which will be released at the end of the month. And also you got Mission Impossible 7, which is another huge release. So you got huge release after huge release after huge release. You know, I was telling you yesterday on the program how I walked through my local mall and went into my multiplex just to get a feel of the movie-going environment.
Right.
And I stated it does feel very different. It just does feel different than it did 10 years ago, when you look forward to a movie, when the crowd was buzzing, where people, families got in their cars, couldn't wait to see some of these big releases. Now I think people go to the movies sort of as, it's something to do, this movie looks interesting, but it's not the pure love that film had.
Let me counter that a little bit. I would use the example of Downton Abbey, which was a show that captured my imagination, certainly. I watched every single episode. I thought it was a fabulous production. And then there was an announcement made there'd be a movie. And when the movie came out, everybody that loved the TV show went to the movies to see it. And then when the next one came out, everybody went to the movies to see it. So it captured the interest of people by being on TV, and then it went to the movies. Maybe that's, I was thinking about Succession. And I just got onto that this past year, and I wished I'd have watched it earlier on, because I found the characters fascinating and the stories very well written and well done.
It's a terrific streaming show, and there's many terrific, well written, well acted.
Well, could that be a movie though?
Could that be a movie? But here's the thing. There was a thing for a long time in this country called art house theaters or independent theaters, where more sophisticated, character-driven, even lower-budget product did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Post-COVID, a lot of these theaters have gone by the wayside. I run one of them in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and I could tell you, Doug, that the audience, which skewed, I would say, 45 years of age plus, has not come back to the movies. So we have altered our booking model to book more mainstream product and looking more to market toward families. And to me, that's a real bummer of one of the after effects of that pandemic. So
I think you're going to see a lot of people, especially with the writer's strike being as it is, that you'll see a lot of older movies come back around again until they come up with new. And hopefully artificial intelligence, man, if we don't get a hold of that and kill it, like getting a weed whacker out and getting the weeds, that's what needs to be done, I think, with artificial intelligence. Good God.
Yeah, and then hopefully this writer's strike ends sooner than later. But I read a lot of buzz. You could get other strikes happening. Actors.
The actors are going to go on strike.
Everybody's want to secure their piece of their own universe going
forward. Well, with good reason. They're concerned about artificial intelligence.
I agree.
And there needs to be a big rebuff of it. It needs to not be reworked. It needs to be killed.
And listen, I would argue that no industry has changed as quickly as the entertainment industry has the last 3 years.
The radio.
It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Okay, Chucker, talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, Movie Moments at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.